You are listening to 91.5 FM from the Railway and Forestry Museum in Prince George. And that's where we are this morning, the place where stories of Northern BC's early days are passed on to new generations. Yesterday, the focus inside the museum was on a group of people gathered to discuss ways to share an often overlooked piece of history, the role of Punjab pioneers. And to tell us more about this, I'm joined by Andrew Criata this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this was at the Railway and Forestry Museum, but it's actually being run by the Royal BC Museum. Is that right?
Yeah, so Prince George was one of the first stops in what is going to be a series of meetings around the province to create a Punjabi legacy project. And I will let one of the people behind this project explain how it works.
Dr. Balbir Gurm, chair of the advisory committee for the Punjabi Legacy Project. Today we've gathered as many members of the Punjabi community that we can because this is our first opportunity to insert ourselves into provincial history. Not many people know that the Punjabi community helped build BC because we have been left out of institutions. As you know, there's been institutionalized racism for a number of years. So we didn't want just our advisory committee to say, here we go, this is what we think it should look like. We want it to come through the Punjabi lens of the community members themselves. So here we are going to gather what they think our legacy project should look like.
So Andrew, who came out to this?
There were about three dozen people, and I didn't get a chance to speak to everyone, but I did get some good stories. The first person I spoke to was Bal Singh Bassi. He came here when he was just 21, following some other family members to what he says was a better life in Canada.
Better water, better air, better food, better place for living, better policing, better medical. What else we need?
So he got a job in the lumber industry and then later started his own business, but not everything was perfect.
When we come here, 75, and our kid go to school, and Canadian kid beat him up. And we drop the kid at school and then pick it up. No security. Police never say anything. But now we got respect everywhere. Because now people a little more educated about the culture, right? Because we get together, we're involving, we got lots of function together, right? We don't have a problem now.
So he says there isn't a problem now, Andrew.
No, Bal Singh says there's a lot more understanding about different cultures today. In the 70s, he would get hassled for maybe wearing a turban, but today he says he's treated with respect. Of course, a lot of that has to do with people like Bal Singh and his friends around the table who were willing to stand out in a new country. Take, for example, something I pass every day on my way to work, the Sikh temple on Fifth Avenue. That's been up my whole life, and it just kind of blends into the background for me. But back when a lot of people at yesterday's meeting arrived in Prince George, there was no temple. And, in fact, I met one of the people who helped build it.
My name is Shamshar Bhutar. I've been here since 71. So we had no place to go there. Just alone at that time, just they call the Boardman Shopping Center. So finally, we realized that then we can get together just like we can on the weekend, we can pray it.
Now, none of these guys actually had any idea of how to build a temple, but they did have memories of what they looked like and they had some pictures. And so since a lot of them worked at the mills, they were able to get some wood and tools donated. They bought some land where a church was. And basically, based off of these pictures, they were able to put this temple together. And again, remember, this was the first one in Prince George, so this would have been pretty different. Other people in the city definitely took notice that this was going up. And so then they started inviting the rest of the city to come see it and learn what it was all about.
They didn't know that, our culture. So soon we built the church, we started inviting to schools, just like a city councils, and we started to make the open house. So we can tell everybody to come here, just enjoy the meal, and we can explain to everything. How our belief is, we believe in one God. We have we call the Ten Gurus. We have the Holy Book and the how we pray it. So thus we explain it. Then everybody realize it. Right?
It almost sounds like that's what this whole project is about, Andrew, inviting people to learn more about one of the cultures that plays such a big role right here in BC.
That is exactly it. And it was really nice at this meeting yesterday, after about an hour of sort of discussing ideas of what they might want a legacy project to look like, both of these gentlemen talked about how for the first 40 years they were in Canada, they were busy working and raising families, and they didn't really get a chance to think about all the sort of pioneering that they were doing and preserving these stories. And now they feel like for the first time they are being invited to share their story with the rest of the city and the province. Here's Bal Singh again talking about why he thinks this is important.
It's very important. Very important. Because if we keep the history, And then we keep one more generation or two more generation keep in touch with the culture. If we not do that, we lost. We don't know each other culture. That's why we got a problem that time. We don't have a problem now. I got a respect everywhere. Durban got a respect everywhere. We can go everywhere. People respect. We wear this dress, right? And when we wear this dress in 75, and people make a fool on us, but not anymore. Now we can wear anything. We can go anywhere. Nobody bother us because we understand each other. And when we share the food, when we share view each other, right? And we our problems go away.
Andrew, what happens next for the Punjabi Legacy Project?
They're taking the summer off, and then they're going to come back at it, probably in a few other cities around the province, as well as back to Prince George in order to get some more feedback from the community here. And the museum staff will kind of synthesize all this information and come up with a project they think reflects what the people want, and then come back again to these communities for more feedback.
And we will be following along and sharing more stories from these meetings. Andrew Crieta, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'd like to hear your own stories, if you have them, of early experiences in Canada. You can email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Also, you can call the listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're on Facebook and Twitter, @DaybreakNorth.